We are starting at the Mishnah on the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Nishmat HaBarzel Mekaso V'Harag. Let's say the iron, the blade, came off of your axe and killed someone. So this is the case the Torah gave, where you're out chopping wood and someone got killed. Except the specifics over here is the blade flies off of the axe and kills someone. Rebbe Omer Eino Gola. Rebbe says you don't go to Golas for that. Meaning, Rebbe thinks that's not the case the Torah was talking about, where the blade flies off. The Chum say, you do go to Golas for that, because the Chum think that is the case the Torah was talking about. What about the following? Mina Eitz HaMispakeya, what if a piece of wood flies off of the tree that you're chopping? Then Rebbe Omer Gola, Rebbe says you do go to Golas. Why? Because Rebbe thinks that's what the Torah was talking about. You're chopping a tree, and a piece of wood comes from that tree and kills someone. That's the case of the Torah. The Chum Mamre Meino Gol, and the Chum say, no, you don't go to Golas. That's not the case of the Torah. The case of the Torah, according to the Chum, was where the blade flew off of the axe. That's the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we have a Braisa. Amalem Rabbi Lechachamim, Rabbi said to the Chachamim, look in the Pasuk in the Torah, how it describes it, you'll see that I'm right. V'chinemar v'nashal habarzel me'etzo? Does the Pasuk say that the blade flies off of its handle? No. V'alolo nemar ela min ha'etz. All it says is, from the eight. You know what an eight is? An eight is a tree. That's what it must be talking about. V'oda, not only that, Nemar eitz lamata, it says eitz when it talks about what flies off to kill the person. V'nemar eitz lamala, and it says the word eitz when it talks about what you were going out to chop. What were you chopping? An axe? You weren't chopping an axe, you were chopping a tree. Ma eitz ha'amur lamala, just like the first time he uses the word eitz, it obviously is referring to a tree. Lamala min eitz ha'mispakeya means from the tree that you're chopping. So too, when it says a piece of the eight flies off and kills someone, must also mean a piece of the tree that you're chopping. So Rebbe says, there you go, checkmate, I'm right. You see that clearly when the Torah is talking about something flying off, it means a piece of wood flying off of the tree that you're chopping. Rav Chiya Barashi says in the name Rav, what's interesting is that both Rebbe and the Rabbanon are looking at the same Pasuk, and they both think they could prove their point from the same word in the same Pasuk. V'nashal habarzel min ha'etz. The Pasuk says v'nashal habarzel min ha'etz, but here's the trick. It's spelled and it's pronounced differently. Which word? That first word, v'nashal, is spelled and pronounced differently. The way it's pronounced is that it's pronounced v'nashal, but it's written with v'nishal, with a yud in between the nun and the shin. So Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds yeshem lemesores, that when something, a word is pronounced and spelled differently, we look at the way that it's written, and v'nishal ksiv, it's written with a yud in there, as if to say that something came off on its own, meaning you were only touching an axe, but something came off on its own from the tree. That's v'nishal. V'rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan say, no, yesh eim lemikra, that we look at not the way a word is pronounced, I mean, the word is spelled rather, but rather the way a word is pronounced. And v'nashal karinan, the way to pronounce it is v'nashal, and therefore that implies that it's something that you're handling, something that you're touching flies off. What are you touching when you're chopping wood? You're touching the axe. So something flies off of the axe. So says the Gemara. So that's what their both opinions are based on. Main point number five on Zayin and Beis: two machlokos between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, two disputes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan relating to galus when killing someone while chopping wood. Two debates between Rebbe and the Rabbanan relating to galus when killing someone while chopping wood. And of course, you should remember that one debate is about if the blade flies off. One debate is about if the
part of the tree
flies off. Exactly. So, frek the Gemara now. V'Rebbe yesh eim l'mesoris svirulei? Does Rebbe really hold yesh eim l'mesoris, that we look at the way a word is written, not the way a word is pronounced? V'am Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, v'am Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda ben Rotz, v'Bei Shammai, Rav Shimon, Rav Kiva, this impressive group of Tanaim that includes Rebbe, kulu svirulei yesh eim l'mikra. All hold yeshem lemikra. How can you say that Rebbe holds yeshem lemesores? We have on good authority that Rebbe holds yeshem lemikra. So says Gemara, you're right. That's why Rebbe made a second point also, not just the way that it's pronounced, not just to make a big deal about the way that it's written, but also he had another logic, he had another explanation of why it has to be referring to a piece of wood from the tree. Remember from the word eitz, that the word eitz is used when it describes what you're chopping, and the word eitz is used when it describes what killed the guy. Period. Amrav Papa, man deshada, piece of ledikla. If a guy throws a clod of earth at a palm tree, va'asar tamri, va'azal tamri, v'katal, and a cluster of dates comes off of the palm tree, and it lands on someone and kills him. Death by date palm. Banu l'machlokas Rebbe v'Rabbanan. That's a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you're chayiv to go to galus or not. Because that's exactly the case as chopping the wood and a piece of wood flying off and killing someone. So Rebbe, you hold that you go to galus in that case, would say you go to galus in this case. The Rabbanan would say you don't go to galus in that case, would say you don't go to galus in this case either. Says Gemara, pshita, of course, it's the same exact thing. Says Gemara, no, it's not the same exact thing. Ma'u detema kikoach kocho dami. I might think this is more indirect, because when you're chopping wood with an axe, you're at least hitting the tree directly. When you throw something at a tree, when you throw it and something falls off, that's one more step removed, because you're not hitting the tree directly. So I might think that's called too indirect, and no one would hold you go to galus. Kamashmalan, therefore it tells me that it's not called indirect. So what exactly is a case that would be indirect according to Rebbe? Says Gemara, kigon deshada piso machi legarma vazel garma machi lekavasa vazel tamri vazel tamri v'katul. The case would have to be you throw a cloud of earth at the tree hits a branch, the branch hits the palm hits the dates come off and kill someone. Meaning, just throw a few more steps in there of a domino effect, and that makes it indirect. But if you just throw something at a tree and it hits a date and the date comes flying down, that's still direct. It has to be, it hits a branch that hits the date that comes, you just have to throw a few more steps in there. Main point number one, the definition of koach kocho, according to Rebbe, is a domino effect on the palm tree. Is a domino effect on the palm trees. Zuck the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Hazorik Evan L'Rishus HaRabim. Someone throws a rock into Rishus HaRabim Vaharag, and the rock kills someone. Hareza Gola. The person goes to Golas because he killed someone by accident. He threw into a crowd, and he killed someone. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov says, well, it depends. Imich Shiyat Sasa HaEvan Miyado. Hotzi Allah Es Rosho V'Kibla. Hareza Patim. If you threw to an empty area, and a guy stuck his head out and caught the rock with his head after you had released the rock, then you're potter. The guy's sticking his head, hey, what's going on there? Boom! And he's dead. So then you're going to be potter. You don't go to Golas. Zarak has a Evan Lechatzero. What if I just go to my backyard and I decide to throw rocks in my own yard? And then someone was there and it killed him. Vaharak. So then it depends. Im yesh reshus l'nizik l'kanes l'sham, gola. If the guy that it killed was allowed to be there, I said, oh, why don't you come over and hang out in my backyard all day? And then I start rock throwing in my backyard, then I'm going to go to Golas if it kills him. V'imlav eno gola. But if he was trespassing, and he had no right to be in my yard, I had no idea that he was there because he shouldn't have been there, and it kills him, then I don't go to Golas. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, V'asher yavo esre'ehu b'yar. The Pasuk says you run into a guy in the forest. So why does it have to mention the forest? It's teaching us. Just like a forest, both parties are allowed to be there because it's hefker. I've called rishus l'nizikul l'mazikli kanis l'sham. The only time you go to Golis is if you're in an area where both parties are permitted to be there. Yatsa chatzar balabayis shein rishus l'nizikli kanis l'sham, as opposed to my yard where the guy had no right to be trespassing in my yard. Period. Abishol omer. Abishol says, another detail that's important over here is that I only go to Golus if I was doing an activity that was a Rishus. When I killed the person, I was doing something that wasn't a mitzvah. But if when I accidentally killed the person, I was doing a mitzvah, I don't go to Golus. For example, Yatza Ha'av Hamakas Beno. Let's say a father is hitting his kid to be mechanichim. It's a mitzvah. V'arav arudes talmido. Or a Rebbe beating the students. It's a mitzvah to get them to learn. So since he's doing a mitzvah, if he accidentally kills them, or ushliach beizdin. A guy is hired by the beizdin to whip somebody, and he accidentally kills him. He's doing a mitzvah. He's a shliach beizdin. Then he doesn't go to Golus. Main point number two over here. You only go to Golus if both parties have a right to be there, and you're not doing a mitzvah at the time of the death. Both parties have a right to be there, and you're not doing a mitzvah. It's a dvar rishus. It's a rishus, not a mitzvah. Fret the Gemara. Wait a second. The first case in the Mishnah said you throw a rock into a public area that you go to and it kills someone. You go to Golus. L'rishus Aram, you throw a rock into Rishus Aram. Mazid who? That's a mazid. What's mazid mean? That's purposely murdering. That's a horrible. You can't shoot a gun into a crowded area and say, oh, whoops, I didn't realize I was going to kill somebody. That's a mazid. That's horrible. Amr of Shmuel bar Yitzchak besoseres kasala. No, you're not shooting a gun. You have a wall that needs to get knocked down. That borders your property and the street. So you're just knocking down the wall, and the wall hits somebody and kills him. So says Gemara, well, ibay leliyune. Still, that's amazing, because if you're going to knock down a stone wall, don't you think you should check who's on the other side of the wall before you knock it down? Says Gemara, besoseres kasala belayla. No, you were doing it at nighttime, so you couldn't check. Well, belayla nami ibay leliyune. Light a torch, light a flashlight, check. Even at night, you got to check. You can't just go knocking down walls. Besoser's kosalo la'ashba. Now, you're knocking down a wall, not into a public place, but into an abandoned area, into like a dumpster where nobody's there. Hi, ashba echidami. Says, well, what kind of dumpster is this? Ish chichi barabim. If it's a dumpster where all the kids go to hang out, so then posheahu. Then you're negligent by knocking down a wall into such a dumpster. Ilosh chichi barabim. If this is not a dumpster where people go to hang out, meaning it's not like the docks or the triangle or something, it's just a place where nobody's there, where nobody's ever there, then onusu. Then it's not your fault that someone was there. What's the guy doing there? It's an ashba. It's supposed to be somewhere. Who's there at night in this, by the docks? Why would anyone ever be there? So answers the Gemara, Amrav Papa lo nitzrucha. No, we're talking about a case. Lotzricha ella la ashba asuya li panos ba balayla veinasu li panos ba biyom. It's a kind of place that people go to hang out there at night, but they don't go to, because they not hang out. They go to the bathroom there at night because it's dark, but they don't go to the bathroom. I'm not giving anyone ideas. They don't go to the bathroom there during the day. They only go to the bathroom there at night. V'ika demikri v'yasa. But every once in a while, someone will come even during the day to go to the bathroom there. So poshelo havi, you're not negligent when you knock down your wall. Because for the most part, no one's ever there during the day. Ones nami lo havi, you're also not totally exempt, from any fault. It's not a totally beyond your control, because da'ika demikri v'yasa. You should have thought about the idea that every once in a while somebody will show up there. And that's why you're going to go to Golos in that case. So what's the case of the Mishnah where you throw a rock into a public area and you kill someone, you go to Golos? Where you're knocking down a wall during the daytime to a place that people generally are not there during the day, but every once in a while someone's there during the day. That's the case where you go to Golos. If it's mamish, a public area, and you shoot a bullet or you throw a rock into the area, that's much worse than Golos. That's amazing. If no one's ever there and you shoot a rock into it, you don't even need Golos, because that's a total onus. That's beyond your control. This has to be somewhere in between. It's reasonable to assume someone won't be there, but it's also very possible that someone is there. And that's when you threw the rock or you knocked down the wall. Main point number three. Knocking a wall down in an ashpa only gets Golos. An ashpa is a dumpster. Only gets Golos if people occasionally use it for a bathroom during the day. Only gets Golos if people occasionally use it for a bathroom. Again, if people always use it for a bathroom during the day, then... Yeah, of course, talking about killing someone. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. The Mishnah had said further, we'll have time to make this up after, let's just get Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. The Mishnah had said further that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if you throw the rock and then a guy sticks his head out, then you're not going to go to Golos. Tan Rabbanan. Brisa teaches us, umatzak, because the pasuk says that the thing shoots out of the axe or the wood and it finds somebody. Means prat lemamtzias atzmo. That excludes a case where the guy makes himself found, where the guy puts himself in the line of fire. Mikan omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'mishiyatza even miyado hotzi ala asrosha v'kibla pater. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if after you already released the stone, the guy sticks his head out and it hits him right in the head and he dies, you're going to be pater. So says Gemara, wait a second, that's all based on the word umatza? That means the word umatza is, that always means something that was there from before? Lameimra de matza me ikara mashma? Do you mean to say the word matza means something that was there from before? Uramini, I'll ask you a contradiction. Umatza prat lematzui. Umatza tells me something that was not there from before, which means in the context of Sdei Achuzo, when a person sold his field, that was his family inheritance, the Pasuk specifically says you're allowed to buy it back if you didn't have any money when you sold the field. But if you had other money when you sold the field, you just decided you want to invest it elsewhere, you are not entitled to buy it back. Shaloyim kar barachok v'yigol b'karov. Person can't just sell his distant fields in order to buy back his close fields. Bira'a, sell his bad fields v'yigol b'yafa to buy back better fields. If you had the capital at the time that you sold that field, if you had the money at the time that you sold that field, you have no right to get it back. And how do we know it? From the word umatza. So it makes it sound that by Sdei Achuzo, the word umatza means some dafka that you didn't have money before. It's only when you now newly find money, you're allowed to buy the field back. If you had it before, then you wouldn't be able to buy it back. So the question is, how can you say the word umatza when it comes to killing somebody? Means that the guy must have been there the whole time. The word umatza when it comes to selling a Sdei Achuzo means that you didn't have it the whole time, that the money just came to you right now, that it wasn't there the whole time. It's a direct contradiction, big fat question mark. Amar Rava, Rava says, well, you got to look at context. You have to look at each set of psukim. When we're talking about selling a Sdei Achuzo, the context was, it says, you find money and now you can afford it. So mahi siga yado mehashta, just like you can afford it means that that's a new thing, that now you can afford it. Af matzanami mehashta, finding money also means that now you found the money. But hacha, by killing someone, mein yani dekra, the context of the pasuk is umatza dumya deyar. It says umatza, similar to the word forest that it describes over there. Ma ya'ar mididi semekar, just like the forest was there the whole time, af umatza nami mididi semekar. Umatza also means something that was there the whole time, that the guy was there the whole time. Main point number four, the word matza can mean something that was there the whole time, or it can mean something that was just that just got there now, based on the context of the psukim. You have to look at the context of the psukim. Hazorek es ha'even. Then the Mishnah said, you threw a rock, and what was the case of the Mishnah? You threw a rock. This is going on the last case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, if you were doing a mitzvah, then you don't go to Golos. What's a mitzvah? Beating your kid, beating your student, your shliach beis din, then you don't go to Golos if you kill the guy. A certain rabbi said to Rava, how do you know that when the Torah talks about going to Golos when you're wood chopping, how do we know that you're doing a Dvar Rishus, that you're just wood chopping for fun? Maybe when the Torah says you go to Golos, it's talking about a guy who's chopping wood for a sukkah, or a guy who's chopping wood for wood for the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Marach is the pile of wood for the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's what he's chopping wood for. So maybe the very case that the Torah says you go to Golos is a case where you're doing a mitzvah. How can you say that, no, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't go to Golos? Maybe the case in the Torah is you are doing a mitzvah. You're chopping wood for a sukkah, and that's a mitzvah. Amar Leh, so he said, chopping wood for a sukkah is not a mitzvah. I could prove that it's not a mitzvah. Kiva de matzah chatav. Let's say you find wood that's already chopped. Lav mitzvah. You have no requirement to then chop wood. Sashinami lav mitzvah. So the chopping the wood is never going to be considered a mitzvah. Esve Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina says to Rava, yeah, by that logic, beating a kid isn't a mitzvah either. Because if you find the kid is already learning, you have no mitzvah to beat him. The mitzvah to beat him is only if he's not learning. So it would be the same thing. Yotzaava makas benova, Rava rodes talmido, shliach bezin. All three of those cases of mitzvah. Lema, we should say, kivan dilu gamir lav mitzvah. Since if he was learning, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. So now it's also not a mitzvah. Answers Gemara, no. Hasam avagav the gamir mitzvah. Rava says, that's where you're wrong. Even if the kid's learning, it's still a mitzvah to beat him, just because it's good for him. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, yaser bincha v'yanichecha, v'yitein ma'adanim l'nafshecha. It's good to beat a kid. Hadar Amara, the Adrian Peterson School of Chinuch. Hadar Amar Rava. Then Rava said, you know what? I have a better proof that when you're doing a mitzvah, that you don't have to go to Golos. Lav milsi hida amri. The explanation I gave before is wrong. Here's a better one. Pasuk says, v'asher yavo esreyu bayar, that you run into your friend in the forest. Di'ibai ayil vi'ibai lo ayil. A forest is a place that you choose to go to or not to go to. It's totally up to you. V'isal kadaitach mitzvah. But if you were going there to chop wood for a sukkah, or for the maracha, for a mitzvah, misagid lo ayil, would that mean that would that be a case where you could choose to go or not to go? No, that would be something that you'd be obligated to go to. So that's the proof. The pasuk must be talking about a case where you have the option to go. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing something that's obligatory, that's a chiyuv, that's a mitzvah, then you're not going to go to galus. We'll stop there. Main point number 5. Rava proves from the pasuk that you only go to galus when doing a dvar rishus. What's a dvar rishus? What's a dvar rishus? Something optional. So again, your concepts are koach kocho, rishus, posheya, onus, matzah prat lematzui, meis mitzvah we didn't get to yet, and stay achuza. Doing something that you have the option, a dvar rishus, something that you're permitted to do, but is not a requirement, is not a mitzvah. Questions? Yeah.